唱这首，大人来一起唱，因为我们很多时候我们在主的面前真的是一个小孩子啊，也感谢主叫我们看见好像我们有一个小小的诗班就在我们前面，每次都听到他们的声音很大声。那我们一起来唱这首诗歌，我们也在心中为林弟兄祷告，因为愿神来帮助他。我们来唱这首诗歌。
Love.
感谢赞美主，因为这个姊妹找到我的时候，她说平时我们都唱三节，但是她说她又找到一节好像使她心中感动，所以她愿意唱，要我把那节加上去。但是我在找的时候，我就发现说现在这首诗歌好像不止三节四节，现在有五节六节七节八节都有，所以说看来是很多人他们在人生当中有他们自己的经历，所以说把他们的感受愿意写下来，但是总归在一起就是他们经历到耶稣爱我，我知道。感谢主，我们就在这里，我们下面我想用一点点时间，
凡是听见他消息的人都
阿门。
我们在这里要敬拜你，认识你独一的真神，认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我们敬拜你，因为你实在让我们在基督的身上能够经历一个信息，我们在基督的身上看见他所负面的是你自己的公义、怜悯跟信实。我们在这里看见，在人在瓦器被破碎的时候显出那莫大的能力的，是神的自己。如果我们把荣耀颂赞归给你，因为他在过程的当中向他说话，如果你把他带入幔内，他能够产生香气，你将他经历高油的能力。我们实在在这里看见你是信实的主，使我们的好处不在你以外，在人看为是苦难的，就是感谢你让他能够有对于你是比较的苦难，也能够在你自己十字架上死里复活的里面有份。如我们在这里要敬拜你，我们要感谢你，愿你在这里有时候向你的教会说话，让你的教会借着弟兄的软弱能够显出你的能力，让我们看见我们弟兄不以你的见证为耻，因为你放在他里面的是刚强仁爱守得住的你。我们感谢你，愿你在这里复兴你的教会，复兴你的工作，愿你的教会兴旺，愿你的宫中平安。我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
主，我们知道我们一生总是有这样的苦难，但我们感谢你这次解决诗歌来提醒我们，说我们一生的路程有主你陪伴着我们。主，多少时候当我们面对难题的时候，就当我们想起主你与我们提醒，与我们同在，我们心中就放心快乐。虽然有的时候肉体上有这样的难处、这样的痛苦，但主你远远是我们心中的事。你的与我们在一起的时候，就是我们一生当中最愉快的事情。我们相信在这时候，主你也在你弟兄他们的一家以及你弟兄里面，我们也相信他们也经历到主你弟兄们的同在，特别在这苦难当中，主你便是在他们身上显明自己的存在。我们向主你仰望他们一家前面的道路，我们相信主你有自己的美好的旨意在他们身上，我们把他们交托在恩主你自己的手中，求主你的圣灵继续在当中工作，带领他们引导他们，祷告我们主耶稣。
亲爱的主，我们的好牧人，我们感谢你一生牧养我们的主，一生牧养我们的牧人，这一点荣耀尊贵配得上。我们感谢你，我们不单救了我们，你也把生命赐给了我们，你不单把生命赐给我们，也叫我们的生命能够经过死亡，叫我们的生命能够复活的大。我们感谢你，虽然我们经过死荫的幽谷，也不怕叫板，因为你与我们同在，你的善、你的刚和安慰，和并且在我们敌人面前，你为我们摆设一切。让我们亲爱的林弟兄能够经历你的死，我们恳求你，也叫他能够经历你复活的大，能够把一切的荣耀都归给你，叫你的教会因着这许多的事情得到了照顾，叫我们更多更多的认识你，更多更多的经历你，也更多更多的晓得你复活的大能，也愿你与你一同的承受你的死，好让我们能够为你做更美好的见证。奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，因为我们唱这首诗歌的时候，主，你的爱就来浇灌在我们的当中。主啊，不光是圣经告诉我们，主啊，圣灵也在这里浇灌我们，主啊，叫我们一同来明白你的爱何等的长阔高深。主啊，我们说主耶稣，你实在是爱我们，主啊，你爱我，你爱我们的灵弟兄，主啊，你爱我们哦，这许多身体软弱的，主啊，你爱我们当中这许多哦，心灵有软弱的，主啊，我们每一个人都是蒙你所爱的，主啊，你也牧养我们，你叫我们的软弱可以变成刚强，主啊，因为你是我们的宝贝，主，我们感谢赞美你，愿意你今天在你的教会中得到荣耀，主，我们再把我们的灵弟兄交在你的手中，哦，主啊，你在他的心中，主啊，做他的宝贝，主啊，做他心中的力量，主啊，也在他们的家中做你的工作，主啊，真的你的能手托住他们，主啊，叫他们在你的面前，主，能够为你做美好的见证，主啊，能够经历你的爱，主啊，何等的长阔高深，主，我们感谢赞美你，听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。好，我们把这首诗歌再唱一节，我们只唱一节，因为我们实在感觉这首诗歌我们可以一直的唱下去，我们唱的时候就请小孩子到他们的课程，我们就唱这一节。
Thank God that we can worship together and also remembering our brother John Lin. Maybe I need to shorten my message today. I will be brief. If we need to borrow a few minutes, I hope that you can be patient with me.
弟兄姊妹，可不可以听到我的讲话的声音
？Can you hear what I? Okay. Yes. 这个好。Use this one.
Use this one. Okay. 在服侍主的里头，一个秘诀，我们就需要 flexible.
I think when we serve, we need to be flexible.
那个，我要再确定那个后面，比如说那曹弟兄可不可以听得见？
I want to be sure that can you hear me from the back, Brother Chow?
谢谢有弟兄们朋友们就把举手举起来。如果你听不见，请你举手哈。
So if you cannot hear me, you can raise your hand.
因为如果听不到信息是非常可惜的一件事情。
So be very regretful if we cannot hear the message.
那么今天我们主要交通的题目就是最吸引人的教会。
And what I want to share about is the most attractive church.
那我们对于教会吸引的最吸引的教会有许多不同的看法。
And maybe we have different opinions. What is the most attractive church?
有一个最美好的那个的礼拜堂。
There's a very pretty church.
或者说是有一个全世界最好的诗班。
Or maybe the most wonderful choir in the world.
那里头可能还有交响乐团。
Or maybe even an orchestra in there.
那当然更是有诗班。
And along with the choir,
我想这些为这些能够感谢神。
But we can thank God for those.
我想一个教会，我所谓最吸引人的教会，其中有一个点就讲到有人，同时人很多，对不对？
Well, the most attractive church probably will have many people.
最吸引的教会，教会的产生呢，是因为基督的舍己、舍命，付了最高的代价，才产生的教会。
The reason we have churches, our Lord Jesus Christ shed His life for us.
最吸引人的教会的第一点，交通分享的，就是讲到在约翰福音十二章三十二节那边所说的，我们一起来读英文中文，我想我们的神都听得懂。
Listen, we can read this together from John 12:32.
一起来。
When I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
我们若从地上被提起来，就能吸引万人来归向主。
But I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself.
基督
，Christ.
我们知道基督就是王。
We know Christ is the King.
跟着前书一章。前书十一章告诉我们，基督是个人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
And in 1 Corinthians it said that Christ is the head of all, and then the man is the head of the woman.
在以弗所书第一章第八节告诉我们，基督有那个测不透的丰富。
And in Ephesians there's the abundance that we cannot comprehend.
使徒保罗的经历在约翰腓立比书第三章第七节第八节，他是这样交通的。
In Apostle Paul, and he shared in Philippians chapter 1.
我现在因基督都当作有损的。
In chapter 3, it said that I had considered all things to be rubbish in Christ.
认识我主耶稣基督为是吗？
That I consider is the most precious to know my Lord Jesus Christ.
基督在保罗的心中是至宝。
Christ in Paul's life that is the most precious.
是最吸引的事物。
And the most attractive thing to him.
哥罗西书一章，刚刚我们所读的，我们的天父喜欢叫一切的丰富住在基督的里头。
And earlier we have read that our God wants all fullness to be dwelt in Christ.
在哥罗西书第三章十一节，我们都知道，在此不分希尼人、花外人、希古提人，那么最后就讲说。基督是一切，又在一切的当中。
In Colossians also said that regardless if you are Greeks or if you are Jews, if you are Gentiles, that Christ is in all things.
最后我们讲到基督在希伯来书那边就讲到，基督为神的儿子，治理神的家。
And finally, in the Hebrew, it said that Christ is the Son of God to manage the household of God.
这个家是基督的家。
And this home is the house, is the home of God.
是基督所治理的家。
It's managed by Christ.
真正的教会，吸引人的教会是什么？
So what is truly attractive church?
一直在见证一件事情，人已经被摆在一边，基督在这里得走的地位。
It's to that testify that the people are put on the side, and then Christ is the head.
而成为一切事物的掌权者。
And then he become to be the authority of all things.
在神的家中，没有人的地位，没有人的权柄。
There is no position in man in this church, and there is no authority in man.
只要一个人进来，主就不能够站在一边。
When a person come in, then Christ will have to stand aside.
我们的主就不再负责。
And then he will not be responsible anymore.
也不再治理。
And he will not be managing.
因为人已经把一切都操弄在自己的手里头。
Because man wants to control all things in his own hands.
人以人自己为中心。
We want to be, we are men are self-centered.
以人的办法来解决一切的事情。
To solve all the things with his own methods.
在这里谈过另外一件说，如果我们高举基督。
In another thing, we can say if we lift up Christ.
基督掌权。
And Christ will have authority.
圣灵也要印证。
And the Holy Spirit will testify.
满有神的同在。
That the abundance of God will be with us.
就像保罗所说的，他以基督是他的吸引。
Just like Paul said, Christ is his attractiveness.
我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。
I consider to knowing Christ as the most precious.
我们的主乃是经过十字架, 然后死复活,
and our Lord first died on the cross, then he resurrected and then he was lifted up.
他是谦卑, 然后被高举,
he first humbled before he was lifted up.
他是在教会中居首位的,
that he is the head in the church.
神的心意乃是在你我的心中让基督居首位。
This is the heart of God, that Christ may be the head in our lives.
在家庭的当中居首位。
In our home, that he can be the head.
在这里一定能够显明基督的吸引跟美丽。
Then there will be, it will reveal to us that the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天在交通下面这些话之前可能要先给姐妹们有一个警告。
Now before I share the next thing, I want to first warn you sisters.
因为今天可能我交通多交通一点一些姊妹的见证。
Because I may be sharing a little bit more testimony from the sisters.
可能姊妹们可能弟兄们可能非常喜欢听。
And the brothers would love to hear this.
那姊妹们可能不一定。
But not necessarily so for the sisters.
也许姊妹们他们会生气。
Or maybe they will become angry.
但请你记得这是主所说的话，如果你生气，你要向主耶稣去生气。
But remember, this is the word of the Lord, if you can be angry at God, not me.
我记得几年前，那个我们姊妹的哥哥，他就送我一本书，叫做《智慧的妇人》。
I remember some time ago, my brother-in-law gave me this book, it's the Wise Woman.
不晓得这本书有多少人看过。
I don't know how many of you have read that.
不管怎么样，OK，我们的原书姊妹有看过。 我相信慧文姊妹什么的，我想没有看过。Sister慧文 also read that.
And this book was lost after she moved.
最近呢，就是我们的姊妹她有一本书，然后她就借给我看。
And our sister had this book, then she lent it to me.
那几年前时候看的那个感动了你，今天仍然在感动我。
And the spirit who moved me years ago today still moved me.
如果你们有机会，你们可以去看特别那一段，怎么样，在基督里头彼此的接受。
And if you can, just read especially the part that how we can accept one another in Christ.
这个姐妹她的英文名字叫做 Amy.
And this sister's name is Amy.
十四岁就到美国来,
and came to the United States at 14 years old.
后来，他的先生是神的仆人，当了牧师，他们一同的同心合一的服侍神。
Her husband is a pastor, and then they serve together for God.
神在他一生的当中，我相信大大的使用他。
And I believe that God used her greatly in her
等等,
life.
我们就会交通一些见证，我想你就能够明白。
If we talk about some of the testimony, then you understand.
她一个秘诀,
the secret she had
尊主为大,
is to honor the Lord.
她也为了尊她的先生,她的丈夫为大,
and also honor her husband.
我相信这个是姊妹所不喜欢听的。
And I think what the sister do not want to listen to.
我们的主说,他爱教会,为教会舍己。
Our Lord said he loved the church and he died for the church.
他讲到说,弟兄要爱妻子,对不对?做丈夫的要爱妻子。
And he talked about the husband to love the wives.
那么说,做妻子的你要顺服你的丈夫。
And the wives are to submit to the husband.
这些话我们会说,我们会讲,我们也会背。
And this we can speak about, even can even memorize these words.
但是哪些人得到真正的神的祝福?
But who really get the blessing from God?
那些听到神的话，那些相信神的话，也顺服神的话的人，得着神最大的祝福。
Those who heard the word of God and also believe in the word of God, then he will be blessed.
这个姊妹做了两件事。
And the sister had done two things.
从外面来看。
And we can see from one point of view.
我想在一般现代姊妹来讲，这个简直是不可思议的。
I think it's really not acceptable in this generation for the sisters.
她做什么事呢?
What did she do?
她做了一张那个 丈夫的领导证书。
And she had a certificate that the leadership of the husband.
叫 marriage 或者是 certificate 还是什么之类的。
It's a certificate.
它主要就是说丈夫是她的头。
That the husband is her head.
另外她做了一根杖。
And then she also had a staff.
那这个杖她就问她旁边的朋友说你们觉得怎么样？
And she will ask the people around him, what do you think about this staff?
他的朋友说看起来非常可怕。
And said, it's very terrifying.
但是这根杖叫刚刚我们连长弟兄所交通的是诗篇二十三篇里头的那一根杖。
But then this is shared from the Psalm. This is the staff from Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇是怎么讲？说你的什么东西？
How does it say there?
我们起来讲，你的杖，
staff,
你的杖，多安慰我。
Will comfort me.
对实际层面来讲，这根杖是来赶逐仇敌，比如说狮子啊、豺狼。
And to the sister, this staff is to drive away all these enemies like the wolf and the lions.
这根杖也是提醒他，我们的主是借着弟兄来保护他，来引导他们。
So the husband can use the staff to protect her.
他把这个礼物送给他的丈夫。你认为她的丈夫会不会高兴？
So she gave this staff to her husband. Do you think he will be happy?
她丈夫的反应说：“二十三年了，我终于得到了这根杖。”
And the husband said, "Finally, I got this rod." This
充满了喜乐。
And filled with joy.
那这个做太太当然也喜乐。
And of course, the wife also was happy.
然后全家当然就喜乐。
And the whole family was happy.
今天有一个秘诀啊。
So there's a secret today.
如果一个家人，你看看他怎么喜乐。如果太太喜乐的话，姊妹喜乐的话，全家都会喜乐。
You can see that if the sister, the wives are happy, the whole family is happy.
这个家庭显明出来是更多的爱主服侍主。
There will be more love and more serving to God.
这个姊妹继续交通说，这根杖是显明丈夫负起领导的地位跟责任。
And the sister continued to testify that this staff is the leadership and responsibility of the husband.
她说这样的鼓励能够使她的丈夫更有智慧。
So she encouraged her husband to be more wise.
那相对的人都不完全，对不对？
But then men are not perfect.
她说做了任何，如果丈夫做了任何没有智慧的决定，那怎么办？
So if the husband make a wrong decision, what would she do?
她说啊，你做妻子的要一个态度。
He said the wife should have one attitude.
不论你的丈夫说什么做什么，你都要支持他到底。
Regardless of what the husband say and do, you need to support him to the end.
我们想想看，如果有这样一个姊妹，一个有神的信心，愿意顺服神的话，丈夫是她的头，你说我们的神会有什么样的反应？
So if there is such a thing that happened, you know, what will be the response for the husband?
有没有人有智慧的言语，知识的言语可以猜得到？
Do you, anyone we have the word of wisdom can guess what it is?
我们的神会有什么样的反应？
What kind of response that God will give?
用这个姊妹的话来讲。
So let's use the word of the sisters.
她说我不能让这个做丈夫的走错了路。
I cannot let the husband to go on the wrong path.
因为男人是一家之主，是我的计划。
Because the man is the head of the household, it's my plan.
我只能让这位做丈夫的弟兄能够显明出来基督的美丽和荣耀。
I can only let my husband to reveal the beauty of our Lord.
我想讲到这里，好像那个弟兄姊妹很安静，特别是姊妹特别的安静啊。
Seems like at this time the sisters are more quiet now.
我不晓得姊妹们你们阿门不阿门。
I don't know if the sister would you amen what I said.
阿门。阿门啊 ，OK。那个也许有些人是收在里面。
Maybe somebody just speak quietly.
因为有时候人会跟他交通，他说啊，那个他说这些道理都是对，都是好，可是已经太晚了。
And some will say that this truth is very good, but it's too late for us.
那么他经常他会有这样的交通跟劝勉。
And she will continue to share and encourage.
他当然是对那些还有丈夫的弟兄姊妹来讲。
And she was also, of course, talking to those who still have husbands.
像上次那个我们的姊妹，刘文姊妹，她特别想在这边交通道，那个有我们的曹弟兄的那个可贵，对不对哈
And like last Sunday, Sister Liu Ying was sharing about the preciousness of her husband.
趁着今天,
and while we still have today,
我把你家里最好的餐具都摆出来,
take out all your best silverwares.
不要等到客人来的时候才把餐具摆出来,
don't wait until the guests come to take out those good, nice silverware.
因为你弟兄,你的丈夫是你生命中最重要的人。
Because your husband is the most important person in your life.
他说要带他像国王一样。
And she says you need to treat him like a king.
我想弟兄进到这里一定拍手，对不对？
Okay, I think the brothers are clapping their hands now.
我不晓得在这里有没有姊妹们是会生气的。
I don't know by now if any sister are becoming angry.
高举基督。
To lift up the Lord.
基督的美丽和吸引就要彰显在我们当中。
The beauty and the attractiveness of our Lord will be revealed.
第二句话,
the second verse, the most attractive church is to preach the victory of Christ or to preach the gospel.
基督被举起来,
when Christ is lifted up to reveal his victory,
永远的得胜,
the eternal victory.
那么在我们讲义的里头，或者是我们今天的一些圣经，也特别是在腓立比书的里头，我们就讲到腓立比的教会是一个喜乐的教会。
In the notes that you have, we have some verses from Philippians, which is a church of joy.
这是一个传福音的教会。
And also a church who preach the gospel. And briefly, I can mention 3 points there.
在一章第五节,
in chapter 1, verse 5, they are partnership in the gospel.
在第一章十二节里头, 保罗是被关在监狱的里头。
In chapter 1, verse 12, Paul was put in prison.
让保罗来宣告基督的得胜。
But he will proclaim the victory of Christ.
所遭遇的是,
anything that happened to him is so that the gospel can be preached.
在腓立比书一章二十七节, 保罗讲说, 行事为人,
in chapter 1, verse 27, it says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel.
福音容易传吗?
Is it easy to preach the gospel? And earlier in the Sunday school, we have asked this question.
Yes or no,
it's either yes or no.
但是我特别,
but I can share two testimonies
on this.
And earlier, before I have shared about this testimony.
Naomi的见证。
The testimony of Naomi. In the Old Testament, we know there's the book of Ruth.
Naomi是什么意思?
What do you mean by, what's the meaning of the name Naomi?
甜的意思,
sweet.
当她离开以色列的时候,离开犹太地的时候,
when she left the land of Judah.
去的时候有丈夫,有儿子,
and before she left, she had a husband, she had children.
到了摩亚地, 到了外地的时候,
but when she got to the land of Moab,
她不只是有丈夫有儿子, 还有媳妇,
and not only she had a husband and sons, now she has a daughter-in-law.
当她回来的时候是怎么样?
But when she came back, what happened?
没有了丈夫, 也没有了儿子,
no husband, no son.
有两个媳妇, 有一个媳妇, 就离开了她。
There are two daughters-in-laws, but one left.
路德就跟随了这个婆婆 Naomi.
Ruth followed the mother-in-law Naomi.
你说这个 Naomi 在这个艰难的环境底下, 她有没有传福音? 她怎么传福音?
So how can Naomi share the preach the gospel during this tough situation?
在你看来这绝对是不可能的。
And to us, it's impossible.
但 Naomi 所相信的神是永远不失败的。
But the God that she believed in will never fail.
她叫她的媳妇离开她。
She caused the sister, a daughter-in-law to leave her.
Naomi, 我相信在神的面前做了美好的见证。
But Naomi had a good testimony before God.
这个用今天话来讲，她就传出美好的福音。
And to today's term, she had preached a good gospel.
相信路德看见这个婆婆的谦卑、顺服跟完全的信靠主，我是感动。
And I think Ruth was moved by her mother-in-law, how she was submissive and humbled.
这位拿奥米相信的神，成了拿奥米，成了路德的吸引。
And the God that Naomi believed in became attracted to Ruth.
后来路德的反应是什么？
So what was Ruth's response then?
不要催我回去。
Said, do not make me go home.
不跟随你。
So that I will not follow you.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Wherever you go, I will go.
你在哪里住宿，我也在哪里住宿。
Wherever you live, I will live.
你的国就是我的国。
Your nation will be my nation.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God will be my God.
拿奥米在这里宣告基督福音的得胜。
And Naomi had proclaimed the victory of the gospel.
我们现在就讲到近代，这个是近代的一个见证。
Now we talk about testimony from this generation.
于是有一个垂头丧气的一个太太就来 找这个智慧的妇人，这个 Amy， 这个姊妹刚刚所介绍的那位。
Well, one time this a discouraged wife had come to see this sister Amy.
她说我的丈夫要离开我了。
He said my husband want to leave me.
为什么？因为她我的丈夫要跟她的秘书结婚了。
Because he want to marry to his secretary.
我的姊妹就安慰她。
And our sister comfort her.
她说只要有神就有盼望。
And if there is God, there will be hope.
后来就带领她信了耶稣。
So she led her to Christ.
六个月以后有一个奇迹性的转变。
And after 6 months, there's a miraculous change.
因为这个太太，这个姊妹，她愿意遵照主的话，尊她的先生为大，尊她先生是一家之主。
Because this sister is willing to honor her husband to be the head of the household.
六个月以后他们见面的时候，这个太太是怎么反应？
So after 6 months, when they see each other, what is the response of this wife?
她就把手举起来，你说你看看我的戒指，看看我的戒指。
And she raised up her hands, look at my ring.
我的丈夫与我重归和好。
And my husband had come back to me.
这是福音的道。
And this is the power of the gospel.
第三，我们怎么样成了一个最吸引人的教会？
So thirdly, how do we become the most attractive church?
我们讲到。我们不只是要高举基督，不只是宣告基督得胜传福音，更要活出基督来。
Not only we have to lift up Jesus Christ, we have to proclaim the victory of Christ. We also need to lift out the love of Christ.
我想在约翰福音里头，主留下给我们的一个命令。
And I think in John, Christ gave us a command.
什么叫做命令
？What is a command?
命令就是。不需要经过你我批准神的话。
And command is something that we do not have to approve to.
命令是说不是根据我感觉好感觉不好，那么我们需要彼此相爱。
A command is not according to if we feel good about it.
就刚刚我们是唱的诗歌耶稣爱我。
Earlier we talk about sing about the song Jesus loves me.
这个是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
这个是阿拉培的爱。
The love of agape.
这个是不讲条件的爱。
It's an unconditional love.
这个好像基督舍命的爱。
It's a love that will die for us.
我们要活出基督的爱。
We need to live out the love of Christ.
像我们说唱诗歌一样，叫我们能够在话语上面，在行为上面能够活出荣耀的基督。
And just like the song said, in our words and our lives, that we can live out the love of Christ.
说话像基督
to speak like Christ.
在新约的里头，这个如果我们打开约翰福音马太福音第五章
，In the New Testament, if we open up to Matthew chapter 5,
我们都知道这个是山上的宝训。
We know that's the Sermon of the Mount.
我们要说话像我们的基督。
We need to speak like Christ.
主耶稣说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
And our Lord said, "Blessed is the meek, but the kingdom of God will be his."
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Blessed are those who are gentle, because they will inherit the earth.
Blessed are
those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
连续的人有福了,
Blessed are the merciful, because they will be shown mercy.
最后,
And blessed are those who are pure in heart, because they shall see God.
在箴言里头, 第25章11节,
in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21. And I want to test those the Northside Bible study, how much time you have studied the book of Proverbs. Do you remember?
我相信我讲出来，我想你们就一定会记得，对不对？
But if I speak of it, you will remember.
一句合说话说的合适，就好像金苹果落在银网子里头，对不对？
Aptly spoken will be like the golden apple.
我们讲到说话。
When we talk about speaking,
这边有一个劝勉。
Here's an encouragement.
是鼓励,
it's an encouragement, not a judgment.
有一次啊, 我想这个是一个真实的见证。
And I think this is a true story.
那个一个做太太的家庭里头不太有喜乐, 那么她就决定听从主的话, 愿意, 尊主为大, 也尊她的丈夫为大。
A wife, she was not very happy, but she was willing to listen to the word of God to honor her husband as the head of the household.
她老是叫她的先生说，你帮我出去帮我倒垃圾。
And she always ordered her husband, go and do the garbage for me.
她丈夫就是不肯。
And the husband were not willing.
有一次圣灵感动她，给她智慧，说好不好？你如果帮我倒垃圾，你就是我心目中的大男人。
But one time that she was moved, he said, would you please and go to the garbage and you become my my king?
My hero.
Oh, my hero, okay. For the 大英雄.
从那天开始, 先生天天为他倒垃圾。
From that day on, the husband do the garbage every day.
有一个姊妹也是一样。
And similarly, there's the sister.
她有鼓励的话，鼓励她先生。
She used a lot of encouraging words for her husband. And the husband was not very happy. But very simple words. This is an American brother. That the dress you have on is kind of match your glasses. And the husband was happy for a whole day.
是鼓励,
to use the encouraging word and not use the word of judgment.
那么我想这些事是非常重要，也是非常严肃的。
And this is very important, very serious words.
这个我们盼望传福音，传福音能够人数增加。
We hope that we can share the gospel to increase in numbers.
但是一方面来讲，我们可能我们人数也会减少。
But in other words, maybe we will decrease in the numbers. Because we're not focusing on Christ. Because we are stumbled by the word of man. And there's several verses from the book of Proverbs. We can read them together.
听奸诈的话，意思就是说，我们在我们这个邪恶的恶人之子的很肉体的人，包括我爸爸你，所有属肉体的人就喜欢听那些不好听的话。
This say a wicked man listen to the evil words. Wicked men include you and I that are flesh.
那么下面一节，如果你愿意的话，我们就一起来读。你与邻舍争讼。If
you argue your case with a neighbor. Do not betray another man's
confidence.
First man stir up dissension.
This
And this is encouragement not to, to share the gossip.
那么什么叫做是非呢？
So what do you mean by gossip?
就是一些跟你我没有直接关系的消息。
And some of the news that have is totally unrelated to you and I.
然后当你看到有人这样做的时候，你要凭主的爱，劝勉他不要这样做。
And when somebody is doing that, you need to encourage the person not to do that.
他说：“你如果真关心的话，你有没有以及当事者发生事情的人有在爱里头的交通
？”If this happens, you can ask that do you talk to the person involved?
一个传是非的人
，a person who share the gossip，
他也可能会传你我的是非
，can also share your gossip and my gossip.
这样的人是一个不可靠的人。
Then he's not reliable.
所以圣经里头就告诉我们，我们就是要谨慎，你不要与他做朋友。
And the Bible said that we need to be alert to not be friend with him.
有弟兄说
，A brother said，
他说教会里头所遭受最大的伤害是什么？你知道吗
？What is the greatest hurt in a church？
我们以为最大的伤害是狼，对不对？是狮子。
We thought that the most vicious animal is a wolf or lion.
但是他说是从一个羊圈里头的羊的伤害。
But then rather it's hurt by the sheep in the sheep pen.
保罗在加拉太书五章十五节那边这样讲。
In Galatians it says,
他说你们不要相咬相吞，那么那个因为这样的话只会造成灭亡。
He said, "Do not quarrel with one another. It will only lead to destruction."
我们怎么样能够停止不传播是非呢
？How can we stop the gossip?
我想在箴言二十二章这边，我想讲的很好。我们如果愿意的话，我们就一起来读。我缺了财，就必息灭。
Without a wood, a fire goes out.
无人传手，正经便止息。
Without gossip, a quarrel dies down.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
这是基督的话。
This is the word of Christ.
这是基督智慧的话。
This is the wisdom, word of wisdom of Christ.
这是今天神所给我你我的话。
And this is the word that God had given you and I.
我们就讲到，我们的说话像基督。
We talk about we need to speak like Christ.
这个是一个最受吸引的弟兄姊妹。
And then it will become the most attractive brothers and sisters.
这是一个最受吸引的教会。
Become a most attractive church.
所以我们讲到我们行为像基督。
We talk about our behavior will be like Christ.
那么特别，我们看一下，如果你愿意的话，你就把在马太福音的里头的这一段话，我们打开来看。
If you're willing, we can turn to Matthew chapter 18.
他这边怎么讲？
How is this recorded here?
我请一位弟兄帮我念好不好？
We'll ask the brother to read for us.
就是几节圣经，哪位弟兄姊妹愿意帮我念一下？
Matthew chapter 18, Matthew chapter 18 verse 15 to 17.
我们要还是请安国人民帮我念好吗？
I will read to you in English.
Okay, 我想听众和弟兄姊妹应该都听得懂。
If your brother sins against you, go and show himself his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won the brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, treat him as you would a pagan or a tax collector. There's a few important points here.
当弟兄得罪你的时候,
when a brother sinned against you,
他说你要他和你在一起的时候指出他的错来,
and you should mention it to him just between you and him.
不是第一个事情就去告诉教会。
Not to tell the church as the first thing.
因为当事者最清楚。
Because the one involved, he's more clear about it.
在教会弟兄姊妹, 可能他们不清楚,
but the other brothers and sisters may not know the details.
但是告诉他的目的是什么呢?
So what is the purpose of telling him?
我想人这种情况底下是最容易受伤的。
And I think in, under the situation, the it's easiest to be hurt.
你觉得说没有面子,
because you will lose face.
我们的主是怎么讲?
But what does our Lord said?
他说不是为着面子,
it's not because of the face.
也不是为着情感受伤,
or not because you will be hurt emotionally.
他乃是说要得着你的弟兄,
but to restore the brother.
如果我们可以赦免这个弟兄,
if we can forgive the brother,
那我们就可以不要讲,
then we do not have to say anything.
我们就不要讲出去,
then we do not need to talk about it.
但如果过不去,
but if we cannot do that,
可能神要使用你,
but maybe God will use you,
为了得回这个弟兄,
so that you can restore this brother.
我相信这一段圣经有弟兄讲是你我当中神的儿女最不容易顺服的一段圣经。
I think this is passage is hardest for us to be submitted to.
但我们相信如果遵守主的话,
but if we honor God's word,
我们的难处会解决一半,
the problem will be solved, half of the problem will be solved immediately.
得着你的弟兄,
to win your brother back.
如果他不听话, 然后你再告诉其他弟兄,
if he doesn't listen, then you can tell others.
然后再来你再告诉教会,
then you can go tell the church.
就是我们的主所说的,
and this is the word of our Lord.
因为他舍命,
because he died,
付上了代价,
to have paid the price,
为了他的教会,
for his church's sake,
成了一个荣耀的教会,
to become a glorious church.
这是一个最吸引的教会,
then it will be the most attractive church.
最后,
finally,
我们怎么样能够活出基督的行为?
How can we live out the command of Christ?
我们就回到比如说罗马书很简单的一句话罗马书15章第7节,
we can come back to Romans 15 verse 7.
他说你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样,
accept one another just like Christ has accepted you.
今天是我你我的问题,
today the problem you and I have,
个人的问题,
the individual problem,
家庭的问题,
the problem at home,
教会的问题,
the problem at church,
有一个基本的原因,
there's a basic reason,
因为我们不容易彼此接受,
because we are not willing to accept one another.
我们经常唱播敏机会的时候, 经常唱那首诗歌, Just As I Am.
And we like to sing the song 在我本相,
基督怎么样接受你我,
how did Christ accept you and I?
我们应该怎么样彼此的接受,
we need to accept one another too.
地上没有一个完全人,
there's no perfect person in this world.
也许我们觉得我要找一个完全的教会,
maybe we want to look for the perfect church.
有一天感谢主, 我找到了,
well, thank God one day I found it.
我就加入那个教会,
I will join the church.
很可惜,
and regretfully,
那个教会变成一个不完全的教会,
the church become imperfect.
为什么?
Why?
因为我是一个罪人,
because I'm the sinner.
但基督在这里头怎么样接纳你我, 我们应该怎么样, 彼此接纳,
we should accept one another just like Christ has accepted us.
特别为对年轻的弟兄姊妹交通,
and I was sharing a young couple,
或者是young adult, 或者是youth, 或者是,
to the young adults and the youth,
你我能够接受我们的自己吗?
Can you accept yourself?
我的长相,
my image,
我的脸型,
my shape,
我的鼻子,
my nose,
我都不喜欢,
I don't like them.
但是你是神所创造非常独特的独一的一个创造,
but you are uniquely created by God.
基督怎么样接受了你?
How did Christ accept you?
基督也一样, 你要应该接受你的自己,
then you should accept yourself also.
现在我们再回到家庭里头,
let's now go back to the family.
好, 我可以接纳我自己, 但不能忍受接受我的丈夫,
I can accept myself, but I cannot accept my husband.
一个姊妹就讲说, 就好像弟兄跟姊妹, 男人女人本来就不同,
just like sister said, the men and women are different.
有人男人像羊, 但是我们所心目中的希望他变成一只所谓金丝雀, 我不知道用什么,
The wife will wish that the husband will become some bird.
你我能够彼此改变，你能够改变你的丈夫吗？
Can you really change your husband?
能够改变的是什么时候，你知道吗？
You know when he can be changed?
当他还在母亲怀里的时候可以改变。
When he was still in the womb of the mother.
他现在已经长大了，唯一能够改变的只有神的自己。
He had grown up. The only person who can change is God.
有一个姊妹，她就讲，有一次她就很生气，她说：“我家里有四个男孩子。”
And one sister, she was very angry. He had four boys in the home.
事实上，她只有三个。
But she only really had three.
你知道第四个是谁？
Do you know who's the fourth one?
就是她的先生。
Yes, that's her husband.
她把她先生当成孩子。
She treated her husband as a boy, as a child.
但是神说他是一家之主。
But God said he's the head of the household.
由于这个姊妹继续的交通跟劝勉。
And this brothers and sister was sharing.
如果喜欢在众人面前批评你的丈夫。
If you like to criticize your husband in the public.
那他的毛病可能会加倍。
And he will increase in his problems.
如果你想要改变他的话。
If you want to change him.
只有神能够改变他。
Only God can change him.
反过来。
And on the opposite side.
应该感谢神。
You should thank God.
因为借着你的丈夫发现你我的缺点。
Because through your husband, we find out our shortcomings.
亚伯拉罕的太太是谁？
Who's the wife of Abraham?
撒拉。撒拉对那个亚伯拉罕的态度是什么？她称呼他什么？
Sarah, how did she treat her husband? What did she call him?
My Lord.
我的主。
他是他的主。
My Lord.
亚伯拉罕，我们的神当然是他的主。
Yes, our God is the Lord.
撒拉称亚伯拉罕是他的主。
And yes, Sarah called her husband my Lord.
如果她可以赞美天上的主。
If she can praise the Lord in heaven.
她也可以赞美她的丈夫是她的主。
She can also praise her husband as Lord.
今天我们人就是求主怜悯，我们就在那里争夺到底谁为大。
Today we're just fighting who's the greatest.
我们刚刚所读的腓立比书第一。弟兄大夫所读的，我们的基督耶稣他自己卑微存心送以自己死，全死在十字架上。
And earlier our brother had led us to read that our Lord that he humbled himself to die for us, to die on the cross.
这个基督谦卑的灵。
The humble spirit of our Lord.
是一个蒙福的灵。
Is the spirit of blessing.
是一个最吸引人的灵。
A spirit that will attract.
有人说我丈夫骄傲不得了，他也不看圣经，也不祷告。
Some say that my husband is very proud and he doesn't read the Bible, he doesn't pray.
但是在神的爱的里头，可能往往是因我们的态度的问题。
In the love of God, many times because of our own attitude.
我们不能活出基督说话的样式。
We cannot live out the way that our Lord would speak.
基督的行为。
The behavior of Christ.
在神的恩典中
In the grace of God
神借着他自己的话
Through his own words
但这个教会可以成了一个最荣耀吸引人的教会
May this church become the most glorious and attractive church
最后我教中一句话
And finally I want to share just one phrase to you
你怎么样叫你的教会你所爱的教会人数能够增长
How do you cause the church you love to increase in numbers?
这是一个见证。
This is a testimony.
这个聚会鼓励弟兄姊妹信徒们做一件事情。
And this particular church encouraged the saints to do one thing.
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
也不传播是非。
And not to gossip.
那他们特别的做法是什么？
So how did they do that?
因为弟兄姊妹愿意，同时他们也愿意在神面前祷告，签了。一份的证书
and they are willing to pray together and also sign the certificates
彼此相爱
to love one another
不传播是非
to not gossip
在神面前好像保罗所说竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
and to preserve the unity that is in Christ
在他自己教会的时候他在七年中有9100个人受浸
In her sharing, is that in 7 years there are over 9,000 people to was baptized.
平均每人是1300个人受浸。
And the average are 1300, more than 1300 per year.
每一个月大概有一百个人受浸。
And every month will be more than 100 that will be baptized.
当然这是一个数字。
But that's only numbers.
当然这个是讲到神的恩典。
To talk about the grace of God.
福音是神的大能。
The gospel is the power of God.
人没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing we can boast.
就好像我们的弟兄回大陆那个向祖母传福音。 那么一传就信了,
just like our brother shared the gospel with her grandmother and she believed right away. And this is a generation full of loneliness and pain.
人们在寻找一个合一,
and people are searching for a church that had unity with love.
正如这个神的仆人说他们的教会所教的见证。
And this is the servant of God testifying for her church.
当你找到了这样的教会,
when you find this church,
他说连赶都赶不走,
and you will not be able to drive the people away.
你怎么样把他们赶走?
How do you drive them away?
除非你把教会的门关起来,
you have to close the door of the church.
这是一个荣耀的教会,
this is a glorious church.
这是一个最吸引人的教会,
and most attractive church.
当然神的恩待怜悯我们,
may God have grace upon us to lift up Christ, to proclaim the victory of Christ, and to live out, lift out Christ daily. May God bless his own words.